independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly. I didn't get elected to serve the Washington media or special interests. I got elected to serve the forgotten men and women of our country, and that's what I'm doing. Adversity makes you stronger. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right. Nothing worth doing ever came easy. And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face.
Never stop stopping is what he just said right there. The Trumpster, that was him yesterday delivering a speech to the Coast Guard. So nobody's ever been treated as bad as him. And of course, yesterday, it all went down. Here comes this guy, Bob Mueller. He's going to come in. He's going to look over everything when it comes to Russia. And, you know, it's a witch hunt. That's what he tweets out. It's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. Today, you have the president of Colombia in town hanging out, talking about how they could stop the drug war, talking about his Nobel Peace Prize, talking about what they could do with Venezuela. And then after they go and do the things that they do, you know, they sit there, they read some stuff, and they talk about everything. They shake hands. People take pictures. He finally got to talk to the press. The press asked him questions, and he delivered things like this.
Well, I respect the move, but the entire thing has been a witch hunt, and there is no collusion between certainly myself and my campaign, but I can always speak for myself and the Russians, zero.
Russians, zero. So, so you speak for yourself and the Russians? Just curious. I thought that's the whole reason we have this thing, right? You speak for yourself, but you can also, I can also answer the Russians. They've given me the, I spoke to them last night. They told me it's okay if I ask for them. Don't worry about it. Everything's cool. Look, here's the thing. I don't know where any of this is going to go. And Bob Mueller, everybody seems to think this guy is the bee's knees. He's come in. He's the straightest arrow as you're going to get. If you could look up, you know, if you could look up civil servant, a true patriot American, somebody who is as, you know, straight-laced and as real as it gets, this is the cat right here. Vietnam vet. Everybody on both sides of the aisle likes him. He worked with two presidents. This guy is the dude, right? He's going to come in, and he's going to set everything straight. Trump's frustrated. Trump's pissed. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason. He feels like every time something like this happened, it sets him back. It pushes him back. The Democrats are trying to take away his legitimacy as president. The worst thing they could do right now, if they can't get rid of him, is to what? Is to weaken him. Make him look like a buffoon and fool, and let's be 100% honest. You may love the Trumpster out there. He does a lot of that himself. But this is what you wanted, America. This is what you wanted. You wanted somebody to shake it up. He's shaking it up. You wanted somebody to put the fear of God into people, and he's doing it. Not a great thing sometimes, right? Like, whoa, you know? Are we going a little fast here? That buddy of yours gets in the car, right? And it's kind of fun at first. And all of a sudden, he's going, whoa, he's going a little bit fast, right? Going to try to make that turn, should he or shouldn't he? I'll tell you this right now. This is what America wanted. I will say, this is what I believe. I think the Republicans would love if he was gone. I do. Now, they can stand up there as they're supposed to. But I think they look and they think our agenda, the whole nine yards, all this stuff, we'd love to have it. But I'll tell you what, they are politicians there in D.C. This guy's not a politician. He's bringing drama with him. He's making everybody uncomfortable. The Democrats, they don't really want him gone. It sounds neat, but they think he's a buffoon. What's the best way to slow everything down? Keep this guy at the top. Because if it's all coming from him and he's all over the place, it's easy for the Republicans' constituents to get scared and for them to distancing himself and make it harder and harder for him to get things through. But if you went and got rid of him, who comes in? Mike Pence? Oh, really? And who comes behind him as vice president? Paul Ryan. Two astute politicians, two straight-laced guys, two guys that have a vision similar to Trump, without the rhetoric, understand how to maneuver inside the beltway. Yeah. That's the thing. Democrats, your worst nightmare was to be if this guy's gone. Because the two guys that would come in from behind, hey, I have news for you. They're going to come harder and stronger, have an understanding of how things work. And they'll take the advantage they have and they'll use it. And as I told friends out there yesterday who are liberal, you do realize what Pence is, right? Well, Trump's a horrible human being. You do realize what you think you're going to get with Pence. A Christian conservative first, a Republican second. A man who leads with morals and his morals. So understand that. Good guy. Wonderful human being, smart man. But just grab that for a second. All right? Let that soak in. But if you're a Democrat, do you really want this guy gone if you think he's going to lead you down the path of ruin the Republicans? No. You don't want that. You don't want any of that. You don't. But it's a politic. It's a political game. It's politics 24/7 there. The game that they're going to play. And this is what they're going to do. But it does hurt him trying to get through the things that he needs to get through, trying to get through the things he wants to get through. This is what puts a damper on that. And it makes him look weak every time something like this comes out. They're not going to find anything. I don't think there's any there. I don't think he asked Comey to do anything. I don't think he threatened Comey in any way. I don't think he tried to obstruct justice, especially the way we would think so. Do you know what I mean? I don't think he did any of those things. And I don't think there's any collusion between him, the top side of things, and the Russians. But it doesn't mean that this isn't going to be a long, drawn-out process. And that's exactly what I think it's going to be. And in doing so, it's going to slow things down for his agenda and what they want. Also today,
police say 26-year-old Richard Rojas of the Bronx, who has a history of arrest for driving under the influence, is in custody and being tested for drugs and alcohol for allegedly driving a car 3.5 blocks on the sidewalk in Times Square and hitting pedestrians. Mayor de Blasio said there's no indication of terrorism.
For anyone who's concerned, my message is always the same. This is the safest big city in America that's been proven many times over.
Rojas attempted to flee after the accident, but was tackled by a traffic agent and other patrol officers. Lisa G, NBC News Radio, New York.
Now, it was an ugly situation. At first, the first thing that comes to mind is what? Terror. That's the first thing that comes to mind. Was not terror. This guy had issues. He's been arrested twice for DWI. His friends had said that he was drinking last night. That he, after he was out of the military, he had struggled tremendously. There was definite, potentially mental illness. He said he wanted to kill as many as possible because he wanted the cops to kill him. And you're hearing reports that maybe that there was drugs involved, that it wasn't drink, that it was maybe something else. First thing Anthony said when he saw the first picture, guy looks like he's on meth. People are saying that he was saying he heard voices. I mean, it was an ugly scene. And again, there you know, you look at this and the sad thing is in this country, when we hear something like that, because we are so divided in so many ways, we automatically go to, oh, it's a Muslim that's done this, or, oh, quick, let's find out if it's a Trump supporter so we can all have our political narratives. Let's find out if it's somebody on the other side of the aisle so we can point out to them, look what your side... Look what your side did bad. That's what your side did. That's it. Your side's bad. It was neither. It was a potentially disturbed man who had been arrested, and it was known to the police because he wasn't really, by the sounds of it and reading what I have written, after he got out of the military, he was in the Navy for 4 years. He wasn't honorably discharged, I don't think, and he had some real issues. And his friends say he never, ever was the same person. And, man, when I saw those pictures today, he looked a mess, to say the least. I mean, he looked like he was, I don't know. He looked like he was possessed almost. It was crazy. Luckily, more people weren't killed. But, again, one person dead, 23 hurt, and was not terror. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Scenarios in life. You go on vacation. You got a beautiful house. There it is. Hey, lock the doors. Hopefully nobody breaks in while we're gone. Tell the neighbors, hey, you know, watch out. Okay, bye-bye. 2:30 in the morning, your house catches fire. You don't know because you're on the other side of the world enjoying your vacation. You don't have Simply Safe. Your neighbors don't notice. And by the time somebody does notice, a passerby, it's too late. Thousands of dollars in damage. All those amazing things you've gathered throughout your lifetime, including those memories and that memorabilia and all that stuff, it's gone. Up in smoke. Another scenario. You shut the door, you lock it, you know your house is protected from the outside in and the inside out because you have Simply Safe. Off to the vacation you go. 2 o'clock in the morning again, your alarm goes off, the fire alarm. Simply Safe picks it up and recognizes what's going on, and within moments, they alert the right people. Fire department comes out. They put out the fire before any real damage happens. You're able to enjoy your vacation knowing Simply Safe has you covered and you haven't lost anything. Wow. That's what you get. Simply Safe's round-the-clock professional security monitoring with no contracts and all for less than $15 a month. Get 24/7 connection to dispatch and lightning-fast response times in emergencies with Simply Safe Home Security. Order today, you're going to get my special 10% discount. Go now to simplysafe.com/Benson. That's simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off your home security system. simplysafe.com/Benson. We lost two people today. Each one of them touched our lives, and some in a not-so-great way, but definitely shaped where we are today, and others in the musical side of things. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
Irreverence? Like, yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Only 52 years old. Chris Cornell performed last night, Fox Theater in Detroit, went back to his hotel room. Wife could not get a hold of him, asked some of the people in the touring party to go do a well check. Finally got into the room. He was dead. Hung himself. What we're hearing, suicide. Horrible situation. Only 52 years old. Audio Slave. Soundgarden, of course, Black Hole Sun. They're probably his most famous song that the world knew. You just never know the demons people have. You never know what people have inside of them. There are demons out there. And just like we talked about a couple weeks ago with Brad Pitt, when he came out and was in that article in GQ saying that he was drinking himself to death, that he was depressed, that he was in all those issues. You can look like you're on top of the world, but you're still a human being. Relationships, things, chemicals imbalances, it's you never know. And again, you know, this is a guy who, you know, the dude had a lot of talent, 4-octave range. Very few people in music have that. A rock dude to have something like that the way he did. Guy, you know, brought it. But, you know, even last night, some of the people tweeted after the show, hey, great show, but he looked a little bit off, like something was wrong. His last song he played was about death. And it was just, you know, you just never know. So, and then you go from there to Roger Ailes, who was a guy who did a lot, some of it bad, some of it good. Changed the way that we watch television and politics. Made it a political entertainment world. This was a guy who built Fox from nothing up to something. This was a guy who then really reshaped the way that we watch CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and with the way that we consume politics. This is his biographer, Gabriel Sherman, talking about him and his really what he did and has done to the political landscape.
He revolutionized politics. He turned it into entertainment. And Fox News sort of tilled the ground and made Donald Trump's candidacy possible.
That's true. They've went at it on numerous occasions. Even last year, man, Ailes called him on a few occasions when he said he wasn't going to appear in any of the debates on Fox, and they were having a big fight, wasn't going to be on the shows anymore. He knew. And I think part of the thing is with Ailes and him is I think they were very similar. Sometimes that doesn't work, man. You need the yin and the yang. And they battled. But he played a huge role in politics, and we'll touch on that later, the role that he played in politics in general outside of the entertainment side of things and what kind of influence he had on politicians going all the way back to Nixon. And that's it. I mean, this guy really, really did. Most of you probably have heard the name. Most of you have probably, you know, you've seen Fox, you've seen any of these things. This guy played a massive role in that, but he also, on the political side of things alone, sans television, played a massive role in politics. Before we do any of those things, though, let's have a little bit of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends of all ages, here is your urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
This one, I believe, is perfect for all of us, so embrace it, please. Look at your kids tonight. They say, oh, Mom, Dad, you're so weird. You know what you say? I'm not weird. I'm flossom. Flossom. An individual who embraces their flaws, yet at the same time knows that they are awesome. Flossom is your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Check out ChadBensonShow.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on there. You can grab your podcast there as well. Talk a little bit of weed. Also touch some more on the drama that's going on in D.C. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I just think it's very important that people know that we can walk and chew gum at the same time. And sure, drama is not helpful in getting things done, but we're still getting things done.
That's Paul Ryan there talking today, and it's something I have said over the last couple days and have reiterated along the way when it comes to Trump in general, is there's going to be drama with him. You get what you get. With all of the stuff that you want to hear, the wall, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, jobs coming back to America. By the way, today he initiated the beginning of the renegotiation of NAFTA. But you're not going to hear about those things because with all of that stuff that people get excited about comes the drama of it all. This tornado of craziness of which he's in the center of it. And people are spinning around. And he's okay spinning people around. He's okay watching it all happen. He feeds off this. I said, this is a guy who loves competition, he loves conflict, and he loves to see people squirm and make them uncomfortable. He's a study in psychology himself, and he's a study of it. We sit here, we play Monday morning quarterback trying to get inside of his noggin and think what's going on there when he sometimes is 2, 3, 4 steps ahead, and you don't always know what's going on. But you knew this was coming. And America, you wanted to change, right? I wanted to change. He's not what I would have chosen. I've told you guys this before. I was a Kasich guy, right? Kasich is boring. This guy's not. There's always something going on with him. There's always some drama happening. Everything that again, and with it comes the good. But America wanted this. So if you're freaking out why things aren't going the way you thought, well, guess what? This is what you wanted. But half the problem isn't just the drama. The other half is the messaging of the Republicans that he just reiterated there, Paul Ryan. Listen to it again.
I just think it's very important that people know that we can walk and chew gum at the same time. And sure, drama is not helpful in getting things done, but we're still getting things done.
But nobody knows that because you'd never hear about any of that. You've got to be able to put your message out there that we are getting things done, that right now we've got senators working on the new health care bill, that we are now moving forward with NAFTA and the renegotiation has started, right? That we are working on the taxes, that we are here and showing up each and every single day doing the things we're supposed to be doing. But you're also hearing stories that some people are saying, well, if we can't get this done, then you know what? And there's going to be this big negotiation that we're not going to, there's not going to be anything. We're just done. We're going to have to shelve this. Wrong. Wrong. Put your message out there. But America, you wanted a change. You got a change. We all wanted a change. We all wanted to see what is this going to be like. And I still have hopes that Trump is going to come up, Trumps. I still have hope that this guy is going to do what he's done on many occasions when everybody thinks, oh, we got him now. He's down and out. There's no way that this guy's going to be able to come away unscathed here. And then he bobs, then he weaves, then he pivots. And the next thing you know, you're the one in the corner, and he's rope-a-doped you. And you're like, uh-oh. I still have hopes for that. I do. I still have hopes that they're going to get some stuff done. I believe they're going to get some stuff done. But it does make it tougher. And I don't think, you know, it's funny. People say, well, you know, you think he'd go back in time, he'd change over the last 6-7 months? I'm like, no. I don't think he would. I don't think he would. I read an op-ed piece today, said, well, you know, if he had a chance, he'd go back. No, he wouldn't. All of this stuff that's happening, this is just him. He doesn't see anything wrong. He looks at somebody like James Comey maybe and says, look, you know, can we just get done with this thing? We got stuff to do. I got to get, because I think his whole thing is I've got eyes on a prize and I want to get these things handled. I've got eyes on a prize and I want to get it done now. Can you get it done? We know this guy Flynn's a good guy. You know it. I know it. Comey's like, yeah, I get it. But before we throw him under the bus and say it's over, it's done with, and this guy doesn't have anything, just remember, he's always thrived in chaos, where everybody in D.C., they've never really felt this kind of chaos day after day after day. And this is new to them. It makes them uncomfortable. Some of that, to me, makes me laugh. Weed. Marijuana. The reefer. It is the reefer, you know. Right? Pot. Stoners. Been around for a long time. How long? Well, a lot longer than most people, I think, realize. This is not something new. In fact, it's been around for hundreds, dare I say, thousands of years, where people have, they've hit the pot, smoked a little weed, tried some stuff out.
Legendary Emperor Shen Nung, regarded as the father of Chinese medicine, is exploring the benefits of marijuana for everything from malaria to poor memory. Use soon spreads across the continent. Though even back then, overuse supposedly caused blindness, sexual problems, and hallucinations, or as they called it, seeing devils.
Seeing devils, meaning somebody got really high, couldn't hold his weed, and or he picked something off the ground that he thought, this may be good, huh? Maybe a little garnish for my weed? Something in here? Put it in there? Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Next thing you know, Oxing Shang's up there in the tree. Right? And he's naked and he's talking to a coconut because the coconut has told him something. I don't know. I'm making things up. You get what I'm saying, though, right? They didn't know. But they've tried it, right? They've tried it. And pot has medicinal uses. I've been trying to get my mother for the last year or so to give weed a try with my little brother, who is 13. I want her to look at the seizure medicines that he's on right now, which over a long period of time, and he has dozens of seizures a day. God knows how many, because some of them are small and some of them are larger. You don't know because he's got cerebral palsy and brain damage. But I have seen what seizure medicine has done for him, which, yes, it helps him a little bit. But I've also seen what the people who have taken the extract from weed have done with kids and how it's helped them tremendously. I've tried so very hard for her, and I think she's coming around.
Irish doctor William O'Shaughnessy introduced weed to England and America in 1840. Seizures, nausea, and menstrual cramps. Queen Victoria's doctor prescribed weed for his patients, leading many to wonder if the queen ever took a toke to ease the pain of her monthly cycles.
Oh, boy, have I. Hello. Hello, hold on. Hello. Yes, indeed. Hello. Prince Charles, my son, has huge ears. Uh-oh. Grandma's on an ear, isn't she? Can't hang out with Grandma anymore. You can't hang out with Grandma because she smokes weed. So weird. But here's the thing. For all of the fun and this, that, and the other, you've listened to that. This has been something that's been around for a long time. This has been something that has been around for such a long time and that for many, 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 many decades, dare I say centuries, people have used it as remedies for things. It grows in the ground, for God's sakes. Right? And nobody's overdosed from it. I mean, God, this earlier this week, we're talking about caffeine. Kids supposedly overdosed from caffeine. Any 12-year-old could walk in and get a Diet Coke, a Coke, Mountain Dew, 4, 5, 6, Rocker. They can go get any of those energy drinks. This is weed. Nobody's died from weed, and it's got medicinal purposes. And it's amazing that we don't put it to use more often and look at it in a much different way. But remember, where is the money? The money is in the pharma side of things, and pharma wants less competition because the difference is you and I and everybody else, we can grow weed. We're not going to go create a medicine today and then go through the FDA trials. Weed, anybody, grandma. How many times do you hear that grandma's growing something because she's got glaucoma? Grandma's not setting up like a big pharmaceutical company in her house. But she can grow some weed, and if that gives her relief, that's not good for them. That takes money out their pockets.
A paste, treated corns on the feet, cannabis cigarettes for asthma attacks, cough mixtures given to both adults and children. Books at the time listed dozens of medical uses for weed, but it didn't last. In the early 1900s, laws designed to crack down on heroin and cocaine began to target marijuana.
And that's ignorance. And see, then what happens is the government gets involved in stuff. And then they overdo it because of things like reefer madness and whatnot. And as they start to overdo all of these things, they become basically, it becomes where the government can't take a step back and say, well, we failed and we were wrong about this. They don't know how to say we're sorry. They don't know how to say we screwed up. So instead, they just continue down a path that is ridiculous. But you hear that. And now they're talking about the fact that weed may be fantastic in bringing people off other drugs. I know Sessions last week talked about, hey, we got to go after everybody even harder now. And we're going to tell people that, you know, if we recommend the you know, there's going to be maximums and we want you to go after it all. And oh, geez. And you're thinking to yourself, come on, really? Really? But let me ask you this. Would you rather have somebody who had a heroin problem, but now he smokes weed or she smokes weed a couple times a day, and they're no longer on heroin? Or would you rather just lock somebody up? I think it's a very fair thing. And remember, we have a war on drugs here, as the president of Colombia and Trump talked about today.
Perhaps no area is really more important in terms of cooperation than our joint effort to end the terrible drug crimes that plague both of our countries.
You want to end drug crimes? Fix the people who are taking drugs. Do all you can to get them off. Or make it legal and control it yourself. But the way that you're going about it isn't right. It's just not going to work. You're taking a failed, flawed situation and you're continuing to make it failed and flawed. And you're going to follow the recipe again and again and again. We need to look at this in a much better way. And somebody asked me today, if I could invest in something that isn't a stock market type situation, you know, it's not the commodity side, it's not the stock market side, because we were talking about investments and I talked about it on the air the other day. So what would you put it in? And I said, I put it in weed, put it in marijuana. Because it's the upside to potential is great, and you're getting in the ground floor of what could potentially be something very internet-esque like, as far as a burgeoning industry that will eventually give you an opportunity, I think, to make you tons of money. And this is coming from a guy who doesn't smoke, who doesn't drink, who doesn't do drugs, never have, never will. I'm as straight-laced as they come. Doesn't mean that I'm not open-minded and can't look at something and say, there's some there. Let's figure out what we can do with it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the program always, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We've got a poll up. Talk about that. And KFC's recipe? Oops. Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
Public hysteria grew. The campy 1936 film Reefer Madness popularized weed's negative image.
If you want a good smoke, try one of these.
Showing stoned teens attempting to rape and kill, going insane, and committing suicide. Soon, marijuana possession and distribution were illegal.
It's silly. It's insane. The fact that it's is it a class one drug? I think in Britain they call it a schedule one. Here it's a class one drug. It's stupid. Weed has many benefits, and the fact that they're looking to, and again, I don't smoke it. I don't drink. I don't do any of these things. I don't take it on edibles. None of those things. I am so boring. Like, I don't even like taking aspirin. But can we not just be open-minded? I'm curious about that. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid is going to happen? Everybody's going to, oh my God, we're all going to get stoned and the whole nation's just going to be a bunch of stoners playing video games. Is that what you're worried about? I'm curious. Well, the crime. Crime's already there. You failed. Let's try something different, right? Let's try something different. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Don, Pine Top, Arizona.
All right, Chad, you rock. Thanks for putting me on.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, you know, the alcohol industry was a major lobbyist in the prohibition and continued prohibition of marijuana. And you were right. It's about the money. And alcohol is a poison. And the cotton farmers were the biggest lobbyists against industrial hemp. Not because it was wrong or evil or bad, but because they didn't want the competition. And it's all about the money.
That's it. You know what, man? In life, Don, you follow the money, you're going to find the answers you're looking for. And until there is a pharmaceutical company that says, okay, let's get in bed with this and figure out what we can do, or until a tobacco company says, you know what, you know, R.J. Reynolds, whoever else out there is still there, goes, hey, we got to figure this thing out because the tobacco industry is dying and they're going to tax us out of existence. So why don't we get ahead of the game? We can make and cultivate a ton of money, and we get some lobbyists that we already have in working on our. Once they do that, once all of that happens and you start to see real lobbyists who've been around and K Street, which is in D.C. for a long time, who start to put the kind of pressure on a younger generation of senators and congresspeople, you'll see a change in attitude there. But it's not going to be overnight, and it's going to have to be some pharmaceutical company, tobacco company, get into this area before it completely changes and federally it becomes legal across the board.
So I think the biggest legal change seems to be that Mr. Mueller is going to proceed forward with the idea of a criminal investigation versus a counterintelligence investigation.
Lindsey Graham right there. Earlier today, they met with Mr. McCabe, who's acting FBI director, talking about all of the stuff that's going on. You know, Mr. McCabe, by the way, said, you know, they didn't divulge a lot of what he said, but they did say, look, Trump says that nobody liked him. Mr. McCabe said a lot of people like Comey. So, you know, I don't know who you believe there, but this isn't a criminal investigation. This is a kind of a feeler out thing to find out if there's any there that we really need to get into. And if there is, then we're going to proceed further. And if there's not, then you know what? We say there's not and we move on with our life. We move on with our life. But it's going to be a situation that is going to be dogging this president along the way. They're going to continue to push the envelope. And every time there's something, they feel they can go after him because it's about making him look weak, which is the big frustration. He feels like every time they do that, they're trying to take the legitimacy of his presidency away from them, which makes his message and which makes his opportunity to get all of the things he wants done even tougher. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. This is the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.